Just left the store. I will be there shortly. Got something for you and the baby. So I will see you in a little bit. Yeah, put the beers in the freezer. And we'll have a good time.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, I'm going to class.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, 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 everyone to 16 Road. On some Saturday, we're over starting radio. Sorry for the delay, but we're going to get this show started. Just give me a minute. I appreciate y'all for rocking with us this new turnaround for 16 Road. What's up, Missionary Ken?
I could be funny and say the sky, but everything's great.
Alrighty. So, this is a not-so-good way to start this 6 and Road again, but we're here. So, if y'all are not familiar with 6 and Road, we started 6 and Road 2014 in January. And we are a discussion-based show where we discuss different topics that are going on in our country, around the world, and we give our opinion. Everybody gives their opinion that participates in the show. You know, everybody participates in, you know, sharing the topic that they want to discuss on the show. We also play music on the show. And, you know, new music from new artists, you know, some old school music, if that's what we feel like playing. So, I already discussed this with Six. And since you're joining us, Missionary Ken, I am going to share with you what me and Six discussed that we're going to talk about tonight. So there was a young lady who got hit in the face with a brick. And this happened because she was walking down the street. A man stopped her, asked her for her number. She turned him down and said no. And he took a brick and he hit her in the face. Now, there were other men standing around while this happened, and none of these men did anything to help this young lady. So what the young lady did, she took herself to the hospital. She posted a video about what happened to her, but she took herself to the hospital. And you can see that her face was swollen on one side from being hit with the brick. And this is a terrible thing that's happened to her, you know. But The other crazy thing, Missionary Ken, is that once he posted that video, right, people were going live. People were going live, right, Missionary Ken? People were going live and talking about her situation, but instead of her being the victim, they were blaming her for what happened to her. They were blaming her for what happened to her. And on her social media page from a year ago, she has two videos she did that are skits, right? She has two videos that she did that are skits.
God damn!
Right? She has two videos that she did that were skits. And they are using those videos as for to be the reason that she got hit with the brick, saying, "You, oh, what she did in the video, she shouldn't do that." That's why the guy hit her with the brick. But in one of these videos, right, it's a, these two videos, like I said, are skits. And in, these, in this one video, she's walking down the street, and she walks past a white guy. And he says something, she says something back, and then she act like she hit him. I don't, she didn't, but he was in on the skit. So they, that's one of the videos they saw. So now, the second video is another skit where she's walking down the street or whatever. So they took the, without looking at what the date of when the video was posted, people are taking those two videos, putting them together, and saying this is the reason why she got hit in the face with a brick. But these videos was a year ago. These videos came out in 2022. We are now in 2023. So you're gonna tell me, so this is my thing. They're gonna, you're gonna tell me, so something I did a year ago is the reason why I'm injured. And you're blaming me for my own injury. And in this video that I hope to find of the incident, the men in the video that she said she was asking why they didn't do anything. The men in the video said, "What do you want me to do?" Now you, I'm the only female on this panel. You and Six are on this panel. What would you do in this situation of the young lady?
Let me say this. First off, I want to welcome our newest co-host, Doug. He has to have a proper introduction before we get the show started. My mic just got unmuted, so we definitely can't start the show off like this. So, ladies and gentlemen, our newest co-host, Doug, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, Kings and Queens. How are you?
I'm good.
Glad to be rocking with you guys. I'm looking forward to the particular topics and subjects that we are in order to discuss.
I mean, come on. My mic just got open, so thanks for that. I mean, come on. So we're here nonetheless. You know, that's the thing about doing, you know, these videos. So they start off as pranks, and people don't know when people are playing, you know. And now she really got hit with a brick when it was all an act before, and now somebody really hit her with a brick. Luckily, she can still see. I mean, getting hit in the face with a brick is serious. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe they should put a disclaimer out. Hey, you know, after you see the video, it was a reenactment or something like that. Because for this to happen a year ago, and then she really get hit with a brick when it was all an act before, I mean, that's ridiculous.
So, Six, let me explain. So the video from a year ago is her walking down the block, and the guy is there. She walked past him. You know how, men, how if the woman's walking by, their cat call. It's kind of like he said something, he said something to her, she said something back, and she faked hit him. He was part of the shit. That was the video, one of the videos from a year ago.
Okay.
And so the other video is just her walking down the block. The other video is her, she's giving, it was pride because she is a lesbian, but you wouldn't know that by looking at her that she is until she tells you. But in the second video, she was giving her little speech or whatever. So what the people are doing that are talking about what happened to her recently, they're taking those old videos, putting it in with her, what happened to her recently, to make it seem like this is the reason why that whoever that man is, hit her with a brick. When the two, when they don't correlate with each other. None of the videos correlate with what happened to her right now.
That's what I get.
And people, like, blogs are posts,
no,
like, blogs are posting about it, using those videos. Because I just, when I was on Instagram, I saw a blog post, and they used those two videos, plus with the video showing her getting hit with the brick. And the person said they both are in the wrong. And I had to let them know that the two videos don't correlate with the, what recently happened to her. Those are old videos.
Right.
And
well, if it's an old video, then, I mean, but see, they ain't looking at the timestamp. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, because people don't do their research. See, people get on the internet, go live, and start talking about a situation without knowing all the facts. And then they're putting out misinformation. So now with these two videos that are old mixing with the new video, now people think it was her fault that she got hit with a brick when it was never her fault. Even no matter how she spoke to the guy and she said no, that you cannot have my number, that still doesn't warrant him the right to hit her with a brick.
Well, hell, you don't hit nobody with no brick because they don't give you a number. I mean,
right. And
that's Holly Berry's number. I didn't get her with a brick. I mean, you know, I didn't get the number, but, I mean, hell, at least I asked for it. She did tell me I had some numbers.
Right,
and
the person probably said no, and you accepted that. There are people out here who, when they get told no, they can't accept it.
Yeah.
They think they're supposed to be us all the time.
That's a little crazy, but, I mean, at the same time, nobody needs to get hit with a brick just because they don't give you a number.
Well, if you guys don't mind me asking, I would like to add something to this conversation.
Absolutely.
As a man, you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong as a man. I mean, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen the video. I don't want to see the video. I cringe, and it makes me absolutely angry to hear something like that. A woman
right.
is the movement of the earth. No matter what race she is, no matter what, you know, it doesn't matter. That's a woman.
Right.
If anything, it shouldn't be no re-enhancements to the video. Nobody should be acting out on it. You know, I don't like the fact that it was some guys, some men, standing around looking at this while this took place, and they didn't move. They didn't help that young woman. They didn't, you know, they didn't ask, was she okay? I don't like that. That's not cool.
You
know,
you know what they said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Queen.
You know what they said to her when she said, why you asked them why they didn't help? They said to her, what did you want me to do?
Now, see, she shouldn't have to ask, and they shouldn't have to give no response. They should be right up on it as soon as it happens. That man should have got dealt with all due respect.
And he got
that
away.
Man
should have
got dealt with. You know, and then, you know, not being, you know, a butt about it, but, you know, there's men in the world today that ask the question why there's so many women leaning towards their own. That's a prime example. That's a prime example.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen. No man should put their hands on a woman. I don't care how mad she makes you. I don't care what kind of mood she puts you in. A man should never put their hands on a woman.
I have to agree with you.
Women have babies. Women are the nurture of the earth. If it wasn't for a woman, we wouldn't be here outside of God, period.
Right. That's right.
You have no reason to put your hands on a woman. If anything, you should cater to a woman at all times. So what if she doesn't want to give you no play or she doesn't want to give you her number? You say, okay, so be it, get better from it, walk away, improve yourself. Earlier, me and Six Eyes, we had a conversation, and this kind of embarks on what I had said earlier. I said people are thinking and catering to the wrong things in life. It's sad. It's sad. You know, I get angry just talking about something like that. It shouldn't take place. Doesn't make any sense. And when it comes to a man, that's why we are looked at and we are less valued now, because we don't have the respect, we don't have the morals or the dignity to, you know, be men. Not long ago, there was a such thing as a man. Especially, you know, if a man seen a woman with bags, they would help. They would volunteer to help. If a man seen a woman struggling by any means necessary, they would volunteer to help. And it wasn't about getting something off the deal, because that's not what it's all about. You know, it's unfortunate. I'm going to say a prayer for the young lady, for the young queen. And, yeah, he should be dealt with. He should be dealt with.
So he said that he got away. And how he – so he was in one car when he approached her and she turned him down. After he hit her with the brick, he jumped into a whole other different car and got away. And she couldn't get the license plate of the car that he jumped into to give it to the police.
The one thing positive about these re-enhancement videos or however somebody wants to view it is, you know, somebody's going to look at that and they're going to report that, because somebody feels the way I feel, if not worse, and if not more upset and angry.
Yeah.
He got his coming. He got his coming. And I don't wish no bad on nobody, but he got his.
Yeah, nobody should, like I say, women are to be watched out for. You know, they're not to be hit. You know, and this goes back to the saying, you know, that man walks on the side of the street, you know, on the outside of the street, you know, not that we can absorb the impact of a car, but it goes back, it goes all the way back to that. You know, when you're walking, lay down your jacket so she can walk over the puddle, you know.
Absolutely.
It goes back to that, pulling out the chair, you know, holding the door for it. It goes back to all that. And even if you didn't have a father in the household, you grow up, you watch enough TV, if you read enough books, if you don't know how to treat a woman, you should know how, you know, at least the simplest things of that, you know. And for this woman to be hit with a brick, I mean, what if that was your sister or your aunt or your mother that got hit with that brick? You know, that's not cool.
No.
And it's a brick. It's a brick. I mean, this could, you know, I mean, luckily she didn't lose an eye. She didn't lose no teeth. You know, I mean, that was uncalled for. You know, not cool at all.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't.
So it wasn't. But what gets me is that, and these were, and I saw like a little clip of the video, these were young men that was there when it happened to her. For them to say, what did you want me to do? You should have said something to the dude like, yo, it's all right. She said, no, it's all right. There's other, you know, it's all right. There's going to be another chick that will give you her number. You ain't got to worry about this one. They could have said, you know, could have said, dude, but they didn't. Like, I get
on
it,
impulse.
Like,
he should have got touched, dealt with. You're right, my queen. You're absolutely right. Stuff like that really pisses me off.
Yeah, that's unnecessary. I mean,
1974.
Was that
in the old days? In the old days, a real man would come up and wouldn't let a man deal with that. He'd over there, he'd go in and kick some butt and show that man, hey, if you want to be pounding on a woman, why don't you pound on someone that's your own size and pick on someone your own size? That's what they'd do in the old days.
Right.
Yeah, see, we've got we're so far removed from that. And this is what we got to get back to. You know, we got to get back to the woman is to be protected. You know, this is why even in war, they never put the woman in harm's way. She Molly Pitcher, she made sure that the men had water, the necessities, but she was never put into battle. You know, and you got to get back to that. You know, and it's not hard. You just got to want to do it. So until then, you know, we got to get back to the old ways. I mean, but this whole generation right here, it's like we're lost. I mean, this generation of people is lost, and we're in it, and we don't know what the hell is going on because it's not our generation. But yet, we got to all coexist. But it's totally different from when you and I grew up.
It's a few areas that I would like to point the finger to.
Go right ahead.
You know, when it comes to this younger generation, it's a few things. The music that they listen to, the music that's polluted the airwaves now, social media, how it's made everybody hypnotized and lazy. The movies. It's a few other things that, you know, the mass population look at and listen to, and, you know, it takes lead of them. It takes hold of them. They think that's the way to go. And it's not. We were raised on morals, values. We had to do things in order to accomplish them. You know, we got disciplined when we were in the wrong, and it was out of love. You know, and we were taught to go out there and do better and show that you learned something. This generation today doesn't go through those tracks, and it's going to get much, much worse. It's going to get much, much worse. I don't like the way and the rate that it's going. I hope and pray that my two young queens, you know, don't look at this and be self-inflicted and follow you know, that path. Because I'm going to tell you something. If they have to go through something like that, I'd be more than happy to go to jail. More than happy. More than happy.
So,
and speaking of which, I want to say hello to my daughters, Michaela and Jada. Daddy loves you. Be better than me.
So hold on 1 second. We got a mic. He's going to open up 440-319's mic. I think they have a comment they want to share.
Oh, it's just Ruth. I wanted to say hi, and I can't stand to see what this is. I mean, this is horrible to see what happened here. I didn't really get all the details. I came in a little late. But that, I'm sorry.
So I will,
that's disgusting.
I will explain to you, Sister Ruth, that a young lady was walking down the street. A guy stopped her, asked her for her number. She told him no. Instead of him just walking away, getting back in his car, and going away, he picked up a brick and hit her with it. You hit him in the face with a brick just because she said no to giving him her number. But and there were some men standing around while this happened. None of them did anything. And she asked them why you didn't help. They said, what did you want us to do? their response to her is, what did you want to, and when I looked at the video, that little bit of that part where they said, what did you want us to do, these were some young men. And I know in, like, situations like this, you get caught, you get in shock. Two, you might be scared because if you say something, you don't know if the man has a gun or anything, that because you approaching him for what he did to the lady, that you don't know if he has a gun or anything, so you don't want to put yourself in that situation, then you get hurt. So I see, like, now thinking about it, I see where the young men could be thinking that, but still, they still should have did something.
Because
if you think about it, if that was your mother, if that was your sister, if that was your aunt, a female cousin of yours, you wouldn't just sit there and let that happen. Because it was a woman you don't know, you don't want to insert yourself. You're probably thinking, at first glance, you might think, oh, she may know this man until she says no to him with the number.
That no means no. Yeah, I got you, honey. Nice to have you guys back, by the way. God bless. Yeah, the world's gone mad, I guess, honey.
Yeah, she's going to need a lot of recovery, not just physically but mentally. And just today, another incident like that happened, where in New York City, a lady was hit by a man with her own cane.
Wow.
Now that is bad. I agree, Six. I mean, that's nice to have you too. And by the way, you guys got the show back. This is really cool. But I just feel sad what happened to this lady. My Lord, help us.
Wow. This is trying times we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. Trying times.
Yes, because you can say, oh, the man can be something wrong with him mentally, and that rejection is a trigger to his mental illness. Still and all. Just like they say, when you're on the train and somebody leaves a bag and you're on the train, if you see something, say something. The same thing goes when you see something like that happen to a young woman who's out and about in the street.
Right. Like,
even if they physically didn't want to do anything, they could have called 911. And said this man just hit a woman in the face with a brick. They didn't do nothing. They just stood there. They didn't even call 911, not even an ambulance, to get this woman.
And you know what? If you ask me, just my opinion, you guys may feel different, but those young men that were standing outside and didn't assist that woman that got hit with that brick, they're just as guilty as the man that threw the brick.
Yeah, I worry about that one.
Yep. Amen to that.
And you know what, Doug? They're going to go home, and they're gonna share the story of what happened. And you know what an elder is going to say to them when they share the story of what happened to the young lady, because they was there? That elder's going to say, why you didn't help?
Right. And then I wonder, and I can only imagine how their face is going to look. How can you look at your mother? Because all of them got mothers.
Mm-hmm.
How can you look at your mother the same way after, you know, being a part of that? How could you? You are a sick individual if you can just stand there and do nothing. as a man. As a man. No, that may not have been none of my business. No, I may not have nothing to do with that. But if I'm standing there minding my business and that happens, that becomes my business. That becomes my business as a man. It should be in a man's nature to see something like that and react immediately.
And if I had 20/20 vision and I was around and I had a brick and I saw him do it, I'd be throwing one at him and see how he liked it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Police is notified. Police arrive. I would have told him exactly what I did. Again, I'm happy to be going down for something. No, as a man, you don't do that. It's petty, and, you know, it makes no sense, and it's sad and unfortunate. And, again, prayers go out to that queen that had to walk down the street and endure something like that. Uncalled for.
Yeah, it really is uncalled. Like I used to live in New York, so New York, you see weird things happen in New York. Like if I'm
yes,
but what's crazy is someone said if a group of women were there when this lady, young lady got hit with a brick, if a group of women were there, they would have helped her.
Yeah, that's totally unacceptable.
Instead of there being a group of men. Standing there, the group of women there, they would have helped her.
Wow.
And that makes you have to, as a man, to hear that, that would make you have to think, like, a man hits a woman with a brick, and before he even hits her with the brick, a group of women jump in to stop him. Because when you think about it, he would have had to hit the whole group of women with a brick, not just the one he was talking to. He would have had to hit all of them with a brick if we switching that scenario a little bit.
If you don't mind me asking, Queen, do you have any further information on where this took place?
I do not know exactly where it took place, but there is a video. I'm going to see if I can pull the video so y'all can hear the sound bite. From the woman herself, because she's the one that posted the video. The one she showed the men, like I said, she showed the men, and she asked them why they didn't do anything, and they said exactly that. What do you want me to do?
Wow.
That's exactly what they said to this young lady.
God help her.
Wow. Yes,
that's exactly what they said. So I'm going to pull up. Cause you know when you hear stories like this, right?
Right.
And you put yourself in that and you think to yourself. As a man, if that was my mother, would I say, what do you want me to do, or I'm just going to do? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she posted this to her TikTok page, and ever since she posted that to her TikTok page, everybody's been going after her. Even though she's the victim, they're making it her fault that this happened to her. So I'm
makes no sense whatsoever. No sense whatsoever.
Right.
You know, and those are the same people that's going to be talking about this video and, wow. It's just crazy.
they're basically victim, like, even if she's a victim, they, like, I'm the victim here. Why are you blaming me for this man hitting me with a brick? Because I told him, no, he couldn't have my number. So now all of a sudden, it's my fault because I told him no. So now it's my fault. I'm trying to find... So I'm trying to find the video. So, okay. Someone, let's see. Oh, so I can't show the video. Because for some reason, on TikTok, her account got banned. So the video, her account is no longer available. So the video, we're not going to be able, but people have duetted her video, and they're giving their comments. So I'm going to play somebody who stitched her video so we can hear the sound bite. But I'm I'm trying to put the volume on.
All y'all just fucking watch. Well, you were literally a badass me for my number. The rock and it hit me in my fucking face, but I wouldn't give up my number. And all y'all just fucking watch. Well, you were literally a badass me for my number. And he picked up a prick in front of so many men.
And this is why women say all men. And for those of you that don't get it, let me try to explain it to you. Because as she stated in her story, if it's not the man that hit you, then there are men that are going to stand around and allow it to happen and then allow that person to get away without any accountability. And one of those men that supposedly stood around and allowed this all to happen then went online and talked about how he doesn't condone violence, but she basically had it coming because she's troublesome and runs her mouth. And then there are men online like Betty Ray here who will literally go and scour the internet to look for a video and then try to make it seem like this happened on the same night, even though she's wearing completely different clothing and jewelry, find a video that seems to obviously be a skit of her pretending to slap a man and then emoting afterwards by dropping it like it's hot, and then almost explicitly suggest that she had it coming and that it was karma. And men who are saying things like, I thought women could be independent and don't need men's help. Well, yeah, they do when a man is fucking assaulting them. And real quick, before people start making it about race and being anti-black, there are a good number of black men who are coming to Rose's defense without victim blaming her. While there are also plenty of people that look like him, me, and probably you that are also victim blaming Rose. But especially to the men, the boys. I need you to really hear this. There's a reason why women say all men. Because if you're not the person actually doing the assault, you're allowing it to happen by standing there and letting the person get away. Or third, allowing it to become normalized because you're literally excusing the behavior by turning the spotlight on the women and trying to victim blame them. When at the end of the day, the only thing you've done is taken someone with abusive characteristics and ability to be abusive, especially towards women just because their small little ego was injured, and you would allow that person to now be non-accountable, who's now free to go do it to other women. You are part of the problem. And just like we, well, at least the smart ones anyway, wear protection with every person that they sleep with because you don't know who has what. Women also don't know which men are abusive and toxic and which ones aren't. Because if it wasn't the one man who hit her with a brick in the face and about the 5 to 6 men who are just standing around and not doing anything, now add on the countless number of people online who are now victim blaming this woman when in reality, that man is probably going to abuse someone else with a brick, which means that you have now become part of the problem if you're one of any of those people that I just listed. So it is all men until you prove women otherwise that you're not one of them. means that as men, we have to do better because none of us are safe until all of us feel safe.
Grab the rock and it hit me.
So I agree with what this guy said. Because when things happen and the woman doesn't feel protected, they say all men.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's where that slogan comes from. Yep, that's where that slogan comes from.
And she said, you just stood there, and one of the guys said, what did you want me to do?
Wow.
And this happened all because she wouldn't give a man her number. And
wow.
her reasoning could be, one, I'm married, or two, I'm in a relationship. I can't give you my number. I'm in a relationship. I'm married. I can't give you my number. Or she could have told him, I'm a lesbian. I don't date men. That's why I can't give you my number. That still doesn't give you the right to pick up a brick and hit her in the face.
And you are so right. It doesn't give him the right to do that. So what if she's mouthy? So what if she has a nasty attitude? It doesn't matter. That's her. She can do that. That doesn't mean she has to get hit in the face with a brick. Doesn't mean that. You got to ask yourself, got to wonder why she has that attitude, why she's so mouthy. Maybe if, you know, we as men all came together and stood for a solid purpose and respected these women like we should, maybe her attitude wouldn't be so snotty. Maybe she wouldn't be so mouthy. And if she is, so what? You don't hit her in the face with a brick. You don't hit a woman, period. I agree with what that man said. We as men need to come together and do a better job.
So as I'm scrolling through TikTok, right, so her account is banned. So you can't see the original video, but people have stitched her video to give their own take on what happened. So here's a person who left a comment that said, her first pen video where she slapped a man, two wrongs don't make a right. And remember I just said that the two videos that they are using against her to blame her for what happened to her were videos from last year. These two videos from 2022. We are now in 2023. What does that have to do with what happened to her in the present? That has nothing to do. But
you know, is again. I'm sorry, Queen. It's sad and unfortunate that people look at and view things of that nature that way. But, you know, common sense should teach and let you know otherwise. Like, you don't do that. You don't do that. Very alarming. It's very upsetting. And no.
So I'm going to play the video of the guy, one of the guys who said he was there and stood and watched.
Innocent as she tried to picture herself to be. She wanted
told y'all, an eyewitness. And what I am guaranteeing you, he is Somalian, she is Somalian. I guarantee you there is probably a Somalian community there. She's well known. You can go through her TikToks.
So he's saying that she was doing stuff, saying stuff to the guy, but regardless of what she said to him, she still doesn't deserve to be hit with a brick. I don't care that your breath stink, your feet ugly, your mama ugly. That still doesn't give him the right to hit her with a brick.
Say that.
Why are you making
it
okay? Because the girl who stitched this video of what the guy said, saying everything is not always what it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she said to him. He still didn't have the right to hit her with a brick. I don't care how mildly a person is going to be. You still don't have the right to hit them.
You know, let me say this, and I'm pretty much through with the subject. Listening to that guy, I agree with you, Marquain. I agree with you. He shouldn't even say anything when it comes to that banter. If you were there and you witnessed this take place, you, as a man, should have took action. We've all heard the slogan. It's very famous and well known. Actions speak louder than words, whatever. You should have took action. You talking about the situation, you might as well have a pair of panties on yourself. Man, is it even safe to call you and label you a man after something like that? I don't think so.
And
once again, prayers go out to that young queen. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
And you heard what he said. He said if it was to happen again, he would still stand there and do nothing.
Sad. It's sad. How do you look and how do you view your mother? Do you have respect for your mother? Do you have respect for your sister if you have one? Do you have respect for your grandmother if she's still here with us? Where's your morals as a man? Where's your dignity as a man? Do you love your daughter if you have one? Because listening to that shows me and everybody else something different. And you can't get mad if they have different views and opinions because that's what you're feeding off.
So I want to say this. So there's another person, the one we just listened to, who said her friends were there as well and they didn't help.
No morals, no values whatsoever. And those aren't friends if they all just stood there and did nothing. From this day forward.
Well, what do you expect?
Yeah.
When we're taught in our schools that first we came from a slime pool that gelled together, created a cell that eventually turned into a fish that eventually crawled out of the water, that ended up swinging in a tree, and then broke its tail and walked on its two legs and went to some university. If you believe you were an animal at one point, you're going to act like an animal. But if you believe that you were created in the image of God, you're going to act like it. That's all it comes down to.
Good preaching, darling.
Wow. Yeah. People need to get their acts and their values together.
Amen to that, sweet.
Well, we didn't have a good discussion about this. And we're going to switch gears here because we can talk all night about this. I just wish, no matter what she did in that situation, she is still a victim at the end of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Because she didn't deserve to get hit with that brick.
Agreed.
And so, we know, I'm not really a person who loves to talk about politics, but this one, Trump being indicted in Georgia, and he turned himself in, and they released a mugshot, and everybody's making clothing out of his mugshot. They're making apparel out of his mugshot. He even did it. He even took his own mugshot and made stuff out of it for his followers. And someone said that because he did that, because he doesn't, even though he owns the right to his likeness, he doesn't own the right to that picture, that he might have to pay Georgia money for using that picture.
Backfire. Wow.
That thing that said he might have to pay like $7
million. Wow.
Because he made off the merch he made.
My Lord, help us, man.
A lot of money off that merch he made. And because Georgia owns the picture of his mugshot, he might have to pay them for using that picture.
Wow.
Well, time for the end of the world. The Lord's coming.
There's an artist in Georgia who drew a mural of Trump's mugshot. And the Republicans thought that he was doing a tribute to Trump when he wasn't. when Trump got arrested, instead of just taking him straight to the jail, they drove him through the hood before they took him to the jail. And it was people outside, and they were screaming. And they were thinking that they were screaming because they were happy for Trump. Nope. They were screaming because he was going to jail.
I don't have any hatred for any man or woman, but as far as Donald Trump goes, I believe that he deserves everything that he's getting right now.
Yeah.
I really do. This is long overdue. And I don't know what, you know, gives him that mind frame to even step into that dimension, you know, selling your mugshot. You're the president, the former president of the United States. This stuff you should have knowledge on. You can't do that. You can't do that, you know. And it's a prime example.
Trump would do anything to make a buck.
Wow.
When they dropped his mugshot online, there were a bunch of people in a bar when the news was on in the bar and they showed Trump's mugshot, the whole bar started screaming in enjoyment that Trump has a mugshot.
And It's exciting. But let me ask you a personal question. Did you ever think that you would be capable of seeing the day Donald Trump had the mugshot?
No, because, see, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but when you think about it, right, when it comes to Trump, we saw him on The Apprentice, you know, we saw how he was on The Apprentice, you know, we thought he was, you know, this cool person until we saw his true colors when the Central Park Five got arrested, went to jail for the lady being, well, what happened to that lady in Central Park when it really wasn't them. The cops just wanted to arrest somebody. And
right.
when the news came out about the Central Park Five, Trump took out an ad in the paper and said he would give money to have them locked up. Like, he wanted them locked up. Even though all five guys were innocent, he didn't care. He wanted them locked up. He put out a newspaper ad talking about he wanted them locked up. And even after, I think even after the Central Park Five got out of jail, he was still talking about they should be locked up.
Well, God be with him. We're supposed to show love to all at all times. I pray for him. But this is well deserving. He deserves it. He deserves anything that he has coming.
Right, but I don't think he's going to jail.
I kind of got that indication, too. I do. Hopefully the judicial system, hopefully it pushes through and it does what it needs to do. Can we depend on that? No. We all know that. You know.
Yeah.
So.
They,
let's say it this way. If it was a poor person, they'd be locked up for years, if not for life. But a rich person, they got the bucks. They'll pay their way right out. You know, get out a rich free card. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Right. Right.
So. Well. So Rudy Giuliani turned himself in Trump's case. Everybody who was a court who got indicted as part of Trump's case, they all turned themselves in, but they paid bonds to get themselves out. This one black guy who was part of Trump's case, who's still sitting in jail, and he didn't want to pay bonds to get himself out.
He's
his bond was to get out, but he didn't pay it. He's still sitting in jail, and he's gonna be sitting in there until if he don't pay bond to get out, he's gonna be sitting there until his trial comes. And if he gets convicted, he's going to jail for a long time. All because you want to help Trump talk about. It was an election fraud when it wasn't. And you know what, so as I seen this on the news, well, I watch Roland Martin. That's my news source because he's always talking about stuff that affects us in the community. And
right.
So the lady who was working the election time that Trump said it was voting for, Trump was doing, he was being interviewed, and he mentioned the lady's name. And she said she had to move because she was receiving death threats. The FBI contacted her, told her she had to move because her It was her and her daughter. And the lady said, I've been working the polls for many years. I've never had this happen. And she said she was receiving death threats. That's what I saw. She had to move. And she said she was living in her house for like 20 years. And now it says she got to move because she's receiving death threats because they saying she's the reason she helped with it before the election.
Yeah, it's chaos. It's definite chaos. And I hope he gets what he deserves. He's no good for the people. And, you know, I have thoughts and opinions on certain things. But, yeah, when it comes to Trump, no good for the people at all. I don't understand how...
Mm-hmm. People think he's the best thing since sliced bread.
No.
Whatever Donald Trump
no.
say, I'ma listen and follow.
And he never was. He never was. He's been crooked for years. Going back to the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, when he was a slumlord, he was a slumlord, and got caught with housing discrimination, that when black people would go to him to rent an apartment, he would turn them down.
And you're from New York, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you witnessed and seen all this firsthand. You know about all this firsthand.
When he did all that stuff, I was a kid. So I really didn't know nothing about that until now as an adult when people talk about Trump, they bring up every stuff he's done in the past. Because a lot of people say, I'm not surprised. You know, people, you know, celebs would hang with Trump thinking he's all cool. And then when he showed his true colors, they don't want to associate themselves with him anymore.
Right. Yeah, he's getting his. He's about to get his. His time is running out. Little does he know. He thinks he's untouchable, but he's not untouchable. You know, we're in a season where we get to see what's about to happen next.
Yep. So, I want to change gears and make it something fun for the rest of
yes,
the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Put it on something fun. So, we are celebrating 50 years of hip hop.
Yes.
All right. I want to ask the question. I'm sure Missionary Ken and Ruthie don't listen to hip hop, but I'm going to ask the question to Six and Doug. Since we have celebrated 50 years of hip hop, what was the first rap song you ever heard?
The first rap song I ever heard, "The Ha" by the Rappin' Duke.
Oh, da ha!
I'd say
da,
Run
da,
DMC.
Da,
you be yelling.
Da ha 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 ha.
See, we have
yeah.
to listen to it, Tom.
Okay. Yeah.
You
indeed.
Can sing with
yeah.
that, Tom.
Indeed. Yeah, I say the rapping dude, the ha.
I can name another one, too, that I kind of like. It's called Munchies for Your Bass. I don't know who the artist is, but that one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's
we use that to
okay.
for the speakers.
Six. What was the first rap song you ever heard? Six.
Testing 1, 2.
We got another one. Don't you have any more than that, Kenny? I think you had some other ones. Oh, well. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think it was Robert's Delight. I'm not sure. For me, I think my first rap song was Robert's Delight.
Well,
and
you know, it's...
After that was Curtis Blow. Because I think Curtis Blow... I think Robert's Delight was the first rap song ever heard on radio, and I think Curtis Blow was the first rapper, I think, to ever really get a record deal.
Okay, and, you know, I'm so anxious to ask you this question because you brought the subject up. 50 years of hip-hop. My queen, you are from the Mecca of hip-hop. How does it feel, you know, being from New York City alone and knowing that, you know, you guys are celebrating something such so monumental? Like, how does that make you feel? Like, you're from the backyard. You're right there.
Well, I'm just like how everybody else, like especially people who's been in the rap and been in hip hop culture.
Right.
They've said they never thought it would go this far. And I'm one of those people because, you know, when you're younger and you listen to it, your parents tell you they don't like what you listen to, so they there's a limit of what you can listen to.
Right.
Of course, when it's on the radio, you're going to get the edited version. But when you're at home and you have the actual record, it's not going to be the edited version for most rap songs. So that's why parents are saying, you know, the parents ain't really dig the rap. But as you get older, like for me, to be from the birthplace of hip-hop, the culture of hip-hop and rap, it's great to, you know, to say, yeah, I'm from where hip-hop started.
Like, that is that's big. Especially if you love and appreciate hip hop, you know? Little details. Like, I love New York City. Why do I love New York City? Because Notorious B.I.G. was my favorite rapper, you know? Crush Groove, B Street, you know, it's so many things. You know, the Warriors, just the hip hop culture itself. Like, it just made me fall in love with New York City and hip hop. You know, breaking and Crazy Legs. There's so many things to put in that place. And, you know, honestly, to hear somebody from New York and speak on hip hop is refreshing, you know. So, yeah, I love hip hop.
I love YouTube. I love the fact that I could go to YouTube and type in like an old school hip hop song, and the video will pop up, or just like say something classic from old school hip hop, like the battle between LL and Kumo D.
Classic. Classic.
And I was watching the Breakfast Club earlier. I was watching the Breakfast Club earlier, and they was talking to LL. And when they mentioned that battle, they asked him the question, like, if him and Kumo D is still cool. He's like, yeah, we cool. He's like, when Kumo D performed one time, I was there on stage with him. So I love to hear those old school battles that the rappers used to have, and it stayed on, either if it was on wax, it stayed on wax and then go no further than that. If they battled each other face to face on stage, everything stayed on stage, and they were still cool after that. Nowadays, you know, people battle, and you say one wrong thing, people get upset and want to fight.
Right, right.
Biggest example ever, Tupac and Biggie. That's your example right there. That's when it spilled off from the music.
Biggie, I was watching Drink Champs with Warren G. Warren G said back in the day when Tupac and Biggie had their little beef before it got big. He said he was in New York City. He was in the club. Biggie was in the club. Tupac was in the club. And a guy was in the club with them. He said, you want to meet Biggie? Because, you know, in New York, select rappers, they go to the club, but they stay for a little bit, show their face, and then they'll go somewhere else. So the dude asked Warren G, he said, oh, you want to go meet Biggie? So they left the club that night, went all the way to Brooklyn. He met Biggie. He had a discussion with Biggie about him and Tupac's beef. And Biggie was like, I don't have beef with him. And, you know, Biggie explained everything to Warren G. So Warren G was like, yo, let me call Tupac. And when he was calling Tupac, he wouldn't get no answer. So he said, he was trying to tell Tupac what Biggie said, that there's no beef or nothing, but because of the people that they hang around, you know, it never got to happen. But it was like to Warren G, that if he would have was able to talk to Pop, I don't think we would have ever had that East Coast, West Coast thing. I don't think that would have ever happened.
Nah. But the thing about that is, see this is where it's good to have fans, but when you have overzealous fans, the media and the fans feel that beef.
Right, that's what he said.
If they could have got in the same room, we both can't talk at the same time. If they could have gotten in the same room together and sat down, had dinner, and talked about it, they would still be here. You know, and you just have to wonder how music would be if still Biggie and Tupac was here along with Jay-Z. It would just be phenomenal. You know, but the unfortunate part is, you know, they're both gone. And the only thing left is the body of work which they left behind. This is why we have to appreciate our stars while they live. Because once they're gone, they're gone. And to shift gears, there's going to be a show I'm going to do for Jimmy Buffett. So stay tuned for that. 6 Eyes Radio Network is everywhere. You're enjoying 6 and Road here. 6 Eyes Radio, Road to Stardom Radio. And our newest host, Doug.
Yes, sir.
Black Kevin Costner. All right.
Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard, brother.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Looking forward to talking to you guys and gaining more wisdom and knowledge towards us all.
And shout out to your two princesses.
Thank you. Thank you.
You didn't tell us what's your favorite hip. What was the first hip hop song you ever heard?
Oh, my first hip hop song that I heard. God, that now see that's gonna be a toss up between. But definitely, I heard Rapper's Delight first. But then after that, I heard Curtis Blow. These Are the Breaks, and then when he had that that Christmas song, Don't You Give Me All That Jazz, blah 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 blah. That song right there. Now I couldn't go when my brother would be going out to go. I couldn't go. So you remember that? You remember that learning robot Merlin the robot? Anybody remember that?
No, I don't. No,
it was a thing called Merlin the Robot, and my brother had that on cassette.
Okay.
And he left that. I couldn't go. I wanted to go. And he left that tape with me, so I just kept playing that damn tape over and over and over again. And so it would have to be Rapper's Delight. These Are the Breaks by Kool Moe Dee, and that Christmas song by Kool Moe Dee.
Curtis Blow, not Kool Moe Dee.
Yeah, Curtis Blow. Excuse me, Curtis Blow. Yeah. But y'all look up Merlin the Robot. That was like our first interactive learning tool for us, for our generation.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
Yep, it was called Merlin the Robot.
And I think also for me, the message was another song. There's a lot of songs I've heard when I was a kid that it was okay to listen to because they didn't have no curses or nothing in it, which was
right.
Rapper's Delight, The Message, The Breaks by Curtis Blow.
Yeah. And I liked Planet Rock. Planet Rock, too.
Yep, that's Africa by the Bottom.
Yeah, classic. Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, man.
What was the first? So I'm going to ask this question. What was the first West Coast? We're not talking East Coast. We're going, because after the East Coast broke the barriers with hip hop, you know, West Coast was coming in. So what was the first West Coast rap song you heard?
Fat Boys?
Fat Boys is East Coast. Fat Boys is East Coast.
First West Coast song I've ever heard. That would be Mac Daddy, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Posse on Broadway. Yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Well, I would have to say Too Short.
I think for me it was N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely it was Too Short for me. And definitely Too Short.
I'd have to say
Too Short myself.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Wolfgang. And after that was Ice Cube's Lethal Injection. Lethal Injection and America's Most Wanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I always was fascinated with, like, the sound effects.
Right.
You know, that's why I started putting sound effects and stuff in my commercials that I do, because I was always outside of the composition, the beat. It was the extra stuff that they added to it, like the background, the ambience. I was always listening for the ambience. So I have to credit that to Ice Cube.
I would say I'm so fortunate to, you know, be at the age I am, 42, and, you know, I could never imagine. I'm like my queen from New York. I can never imagine being in the position to say hip-hop has turned 50. Everybody loves hip-hop to a degree. We grew up with it, you know.
Yeah.
It's part of the core, you know. It's part of the core. And it's here to stay, you know.
Absolutely.
I love other genres of, you know, music. It's a way of life, but hip-hop is definitely something that I love, and it's the way to go.
Absolutely. And the thing I like about it is nobody thought hip-hop would be around.
Right.
Tipper Gore, all them, you know, that's why, you know, they're calling women bitches. They're calling them hoes. They're calling them this and that, you know. So that's why the parental advisory stickers got put on there, because of the language. But they gave hip-hop 2 years. 2 years. 2 years, and it's gone. Nobody's going to remember hip-hop. Well, 50 years later, hip-hop is still here. To the point that I haven't worn it yet, but I have a 50-year hip-hop hoodie that I haven't worn yet. And if you all get a chance, whether you're in New York or Cleveland, Ohio, please visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and check out the hip-hop exhibit. When I tell you it's beautiful down there, it's beautiful. And by September's end, Missy Elliott's stuff will be there as well. So congratulations, Missy Elliott from the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Congratulations, Missy.
Yep, sir. Yep, and this is Six in a Row, man. This is Six in a Row, your first show. So like I said, once again, welcome aboard. Everybody that's going to listen
later on,
it is now Six Road and Doug. Doug, Road, and Six.
No,
Six Road and
the
Doug.
The show name doesn't change. It's just Six in a Row with our co-host, Doug. You don't... Because that is too long of a name.
Well...
As the show will stay Six in a Row... We have a new co-host, which is Doug. And we will have people on the line that when we share our topics, they will give their opinion on the topic. Sometimes, you know, like when we was doing Six in a Row before, sometimes the conversation would get heated between, you know, when someone like Jimmy would give his opinion.
Yeah.
You know, the conversation would get heated.
Yeah,
you can go check out previous shows we've done, and you would hear conversations with Jimmy. It would get heated.
Yeah, man. The story that made me mad the most is when those 2 year olds and 1 year, what are you doing, Trumpet? When they got when those babies got burnt up in that fire, I mean, that hurt it so much, you know, and I still don't understand why the aunt and the mother had to go drop the dude off that cut the grass. That right there was just crazy. And if they both were going to leave, they could have left them babies at a neighbor's house, somebody across the street, somebody next door, somebody could have sat with those babies until they got back. But I still say both of them didn't need to go.
Yeah, the guy's the children's father. I went to school with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I went to junior high school with him.
Mm. And that's so sad. So, yeah, man. This, you know, watch out for the babies. I mean, school is starting back, and it is my prayer from the youngest to the high school. Just put a head of protection around those students, put a head of protection around that whole school going to and fro, the whole staff of the school, that they may have a peaceful learning process each day, because in order for them to be the future, they must live to be the future. So just, you know, keep the baby safe, youngest to old.
Yeah. And again, I would like to say, Michaela, Jada, Daddy loves you. To you guys, Mother, thank you for giving me two of the greatest gifts and the most beautiful young queens I've ever seen in my life. Young queens go to school, learn, be better than your father will ever be. Teach the world, change the world.
And shout out to your baby mama.
Yeah, that's a queen. That's a queen. Yes.
Absolutely. Shout out to the queen. Yep. Absolutely.
You know what I want to know? Is where did the term baby mama and baby daddy come from? Because before they were used to say that, they would a guy would say, "This is the mother of my child," and she would say, "This is the father of my child."
They start when I'm telling you when that came about. That came about.
Baby mama.
That came about when they started putting it in music, and when these talk shows came about.
Yeah.
Especially yeah. Maury Povich. Especially Maury Povich.
Yeah. Another sign and another level of the lack of respect we have. Triple Six, you're absolutely right. I don't like the fact that, you know, that's the route that we have to go and resort to until it gets better. But, yeah, I've never really, you know, I drifted off saying baby mama because it's disrespectful. It's like slapping a woman in the face. Just like, you know, it's disrespectful for a woman to say baby father, you know. We need to tack on more respect to that term, you know, the mother, the father of my kids, my children, you
right.
know.
Absolutely.
You look at and you value your children and you hold them with high regards, or at least that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look at the creator.
Being that you said that, let me retract my last statement I said 4 minutes ago. Shout out
sure.
to your beautiful mother of your children.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
and,
I take accountability for that. So shout out to your beautiful mother of your children.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just a lot of things that we need to, you know, step our game up on, you know, and it more so falls on the men. And I don't mean to revert back to what we were talking about earlier, but it's very important because how can the woman, you know, trust and rely on us, you know, to be the lead if we don't show her that we're capable of doing so, you know, especially if she bears our children, especially if we need her in, you know, a time in hand. Because, like I say, a woman is, you know, facing the nurture of the earth. Without them, we wouldn't be here. So
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to show more respect. And if we show respect towards our women and towards the mothers of our children, you know, if we do that, then they'll take that lead and they'll realize, hey, these men are trying, these guys are trying. So, you know, let me be, you know, equal and, you know, let's make something happen. Because most importantly, the kids see it, you know. The kids see it. That's how we can make the world a better place. Like, we all got to set an example. What we're doing now, talking about these subjects and venting towards each other and then creating and coming together for the greater good is a prime example of how we can reverse this curse and make the world a better place.
Yeah, but the thing about it, we each need a repair kit, all of us. We got to fix up on each other. We got to fix up on ourselves. We got to fix up on each other. We got to get back to the old principles of growing up. We got to get back to the village. Everybody left the village. You got, and the few people that stayed, not enough stayed. So we got to get back to that. We have to start having, you know, repairing what needs to be repaired, because that's the only way. I mean, you can't put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It's not gonna work. So as a whole, we have to become more united on a continual basis. You know?
Yeah.
Because we don't do anything long enough. I'm speaking for our race of people, just people in general. But if you got to classify it and break it down, lighter hue to darker hue, all of us are guilty of not doing anything long enough. It's kind of like cooking your food and then cutting it off almost before it's done. Nobody eats undercooked food. Nobody eats a raw piece of chicken, raw rib, or raw fish. None of it. You know, so we have to cook our ideas fully. You know, we have to actually get along. You know, but everybody only want to get along when the cameras are around. But what if when the cameras are off? You know, people want to smile for the cameras, but what if the cameras didn't exist? You know, you see Benjamin Crump, you see Al Sharpton, but you only see them when somebody gets killed. Why can't we see them on a regular basis just interacting with the community? But the minute somebody, well, I got Benjamin Crump here, and we're going to make sure that this doesn't happen to nobody else's family, Black Action, you know, we're going to make sure that, it shouldn't be that. It doesn't matter the color. I don't care if it's a darker hue, lighter hue. Everybody should be loved and respected.
And
you always see that come out when somebody get killed. Same thing with the police all summer. It would have been beautiful to see a cop throwing a football, dribbling the basketball with the neighborhood kids, because that's the only way we're going to win their trust back. When they actually see them interacting, engaging with each other, and not somebody in handcuffs, you know, not going to a domestic call, not going to a shooting or stabbing. If that's all they see, of course they're going to be scared. You know, so we got to have some feel-good moments in there, too.
Well, big shout-out to Six Eyes Radio and podcast, and when it comes to what you just said, you're absolutely right. And I feel that, you know, I for one thing, I know the world is listening, and this right here is the gateway to where all of it can change. What we need to do is, like you said, come together under one common bond, and let's all be on the same page. Let's all be on the same page, because we can reverse this before it's too late. The problem is nobody wants to put in the work.
Yeah, and I don't give a damn about the color. You know, I'm proud of my race.
Right.
But I love all.
Right.
Black,
right.
Chinese, Hispanic, Latino,
right?
And hell, any other ethnicity I left out. I love all of them. A big box of 64 crayons. I love them all.
Under God, we're one blood.
Yep. That is true.
Under him, we're one blood. So there is no race or nothing like that when it comes to him.
The only race there is the human race. That's the only race there is. And I tell you another thing. You know, COVID was a bad thing to go through. You know, we're still not out of the woods yet. There's a new variant of it. So from Six and Road, please continue to wear your mask. Please keep it on you. And, you know, wear your mask. You know, when you're in crowds of people, wear your mask. You know, still carry some hand sanitizer around, because we're definitely not out of the woods yet. But one thing about COVID, everybody was on the same even playing field for once, okay? And by us being on the same even field financially, you know, everybody struggled a little bit. And it brought us closer together. Because before, everybody stayed in their own little corners, the dark, the light, stayed in their own little corners of the world. But this forced us to mingle and get to know each other. And once you found out, when you mingled, you had more in common than you didn't. You know, and that's the beauty of it right there.
Right.
That I'm complete.
Yep.
Anybody else?
So the new variant, for those who don't know, the new variant, one of the new variants is called long COVID. And I saw a commercial for it. And, you know, when I watch these commercials, they tell you about these medicines that you got to take if you have a certain, you know, if you have this type of disease or whatever, this is the medicine you got to take for it, whatever. I saw a commercial, and they were talking about long COVID. I said, long COVID? Now, what the heck is long COVID? And then when so I'm like, what the heck is that? So I go and I watch Roland Martin. He has a doctor on there. And what does she say? She mentions long COVID. And long COVID is for those people who keep getting the symptoms. Like, and my mother was one of them. When she was here, she would keep getting, so when she would go, so she would get COVID, and then she would get better from it. And so whenever she would get COVID, they would have, when she go get her treatment for her cancer, they would have to put her in isolation, meaning she can't be around nobody. And and then they have to, so they have to give you the, you got to take the COVID test again, and once it comes back negative, they'll take you out of isolation. And they all, you know, when you go to the doctor, they ask you the question, have you been out of the country? Have you been in, around anybody that was exposed to COVID? They ask you those questions. And she was like, no. But because she had cancer, she had a weak immune system. So because her immune system was weak, that's why she kept catching it. So for those who have a sickness that it affects their immune system, and their immune system is weak, they're going to keep catching COVID. If they're not even around people that have COVID, they're going to keep catching COVID because their immune system is so weak. That's what long COVID is you're going to keep catching it. It's like stuck in your system, and it's not going anywhere.
Wow.
And it's it was a little girl in the commercial, and she was like, I wish it would go away because she can't do anything. She can't go out and play like a normal kid because she has COVID, and by her being outside, she's exposing other children. She will be exposing other children to the COVID.
Well, we as people need to be more cautious, more careful. Still wear your mask again. What my guy said, wear your mask and just be safe at all times. You know, we really have to take it more serious than we ever have. And just realize that this is not a joke. And it's getting worse than it's ever been, and hopefully it doesn't reach a plateau to where, you know, it's unbearable. Just overall, like I said, just pray.
be clean, be positive. Hook, line, and sinker when it comes to understanding what's going on in life, period. I have some things to say, but that's for another show, another topic. But I will say, us as people, the general population, we need to do and get better. And that's all I got to say about that. We need to do and get better. Time is of the essence, and a lot of us, if not most of us, are using this time and thinking we have all the time in the world and just, not taking it as value, and we should. We really should. So, again, to where our voices are heard, people are listening and tuning in, and we can get the message out there, and we all need to unite. We all need to unite. I know, things may seem unbearable and to the point to where, it's a lot of this stuff out here we can't deal with or we don't want to deal with. But, with God having our back and being our director to our soundtrack, this can be beat. We just need to apply pressure to ourselves, and we need to generate that force and that power amongst ourselves and do the job and get better. So,
Mind if I jump ball and bring up a new topic?
I'm missing everything. I want to say something because the time is winding down, and the show is about to end soon. But I'm going to let you, I want to say this, and then you can say what you want to say, Missionary Ken. So when Six and I would do Six and Roll, we had the initiative. We came up
90 seconds.
We came up with these initiatives that we wanted to do to help. And we had one for domestic violence. We had one for anti-bullying and other stuff. So this year, we're doing the Help a Teacher initiative, where we want to help teachers in our area get the school supplies they need to teach the children.
60 seconds.
So if you want to help with the Help a Teacher initiative, you can go to paypal.me/RoadToStardom and make a donation between $5 and $10. Because the teacher's items are not that expensive. The cheapest one is about $7.99. And we want to get everything off their list that they need for the school year so they can teach the kids. And you can, if you don't use PayPal, you use Cash App. You can do $ RoadToStardom on Cash App and do $5 to $10 to donate to help with the Help a Teacher initiative, where we're going to go through the teachers in our area.
10 seconds.
The teachers in our area, we're going to help them with the school supplies they need. If you want the list, the website list, or where you can go and look up teachers in your area, you can go to the Six and Roll. You can go to Six and Roll page on Facebook. You can also go to the Road to Stardom page on Facebook, as well as Road to Stardom Radio. You can go to the Six Eyes Radio Network page on Facebook, and you can send us a message to let us know that you want to be a part of the Help a Teacher initiative, where we're going to help teachers in our area get the school supplies they need to teach the kids school year. Now, as I stated, it's only... the cheapest item is like $7.99. So
So go ahead, Missionary Kim. What was the topic you wanted to talk about?
Well, actually, I'm just going to bring it up for now, but we could start it next week, which is fine. But I just thought I'd at least give the idea of what we're going to, I want to bring up for next week is about service dogs, how some people have been known to take and get on airlines with dogs that are not actually service dogs, and they've been known to bite, et cetera. So I thought I'd bring that topic up.
Okay. So next week on 6 and Roll, next Tuesday on 6 and Roll at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 6 Hours Radio and Roll to Start on Radio.
We will
talk about one of the topics we will discuss will be about service dogs. And Missionary Ken, when we start the show, you can start off the topic and we'll give our opinion.
Okay.
So, that is it for Six and Roll this Tuesday. If you want to join us, you can always join us when we are on air at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, if you're listening to Six Eyes Radio, you can always join in by calling 424-243-9617. That's 424-243-9617. If you're listening to World of Starting Radio, there is a new number, and the number is 845-277-9356. That is 845-277-9356. And you can dial any of those numbers, press the 1, and let us know you want to go live and give your opinion on the topic we are discussing. If you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, you can always go to the Six and Road show page on Facebook and send us a message of what the topic is you would like for us to discuss. And you can join us. You can join us on the show, and we will discuss your topic. So, I'm going to say, because that time to say goodbye. We appreciate everybody who's joined us, including our new co-host, Doug. We appreciate you. Keep rocking with us.
Thank you.
And we're gonna
Thank
keep
you.
Giving
yes.
you great, we're going to keep giving you great programming on the Six and Road show, as well as other shows on our suggested stations. So the next show that you will get from Road to Starting Radio is the Indie Experience tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the next show on Six Sides Radio is, Six, tell them what the next show is.
That would be on tomorrow, the Station 2 at 1 p.m., the Six Eyes Children Bible Study time. That's at 1 p.m. You call 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340. And then, of course, the 424-243-9610 number we will be having.
Nope.
I said it too fast. 424-243-9617. 424-243-9617. At 7 p.m., we have the Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. on Station 1.
What's that number again?
424-243-9617.
There you go.
So that is what's going on between the two stations. So if you want to tune in tonight, 11 p.m., the Indie Experience, and we'll start the radio tomorrow at 7 on 6 Hours Radio Network, Wednesday Bible Study. And then on the other station, 6 Hours Radio Station, then we got the Kids Bible Study. I didn't know you were doing Missionary Kid and Kids Bible Study.
Yeah, we're having a children's Bible time on Station 2 at 1 p.m. It's really cool for all the little ones, and they would very much enjoy that. We got children's music. We got little children's stories that they would enjoy, Ranger Bill, Uncle Bob, and a children's Bible time with Sister Ruth.
Okay. Okay. So for those who want to tune into that show with their children, it's at 1 p.m. That is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're Central, it's an hour behind, meaning it will be at 12 Central. And you know it's 3 hour difference if you're Pacific time. So we will see y'all at the next show of Six and Road, where we'll be discussing, besides the topic of the service dog, we'll be discussing other topics. We haven't decided what those topics will be, but the service dog topic is one of our main topics that we will discuss. And if you want to, like I said, if you want to join, just go into the station, press the 1, and let us know you want to join in the conversation. And we appreciate you for tuning in tonight. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.
All right. Good
night,
bye,
everybody.
God bless.
Good night, bye. America.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.